Chapter 5, The Promised Seed of Agape. I find it amazing when I think about the migration of birds, like the Canada goose, that instinctively flies from the Arctic Circle to the southern states of the USA to avoid the bitter Arctic winter. Our Heavenly Father places within the goose an instinct that allows it to navigate thousands of miles with amazing accuracy in order to allow the species to survive. Could you imagine if the sense of direction within the geese actually drove them to the North Pole? How devastating that would be. Within a very short period, the entire population of geese would be wiped out. Sadly, this illustrates what happened to the human race when our first parents accepted the serpent's lie and began to trust that the life they possessed was naturally theirs. Instead of their hearts naturally turning towards God in gratitude and love, they developed a natural desire to ascend into the sides of the north and to be like the Most High. See Isaiah 14:12-14. The lie that they would be like God changed their sense of direction completely and set the human race in the direction of flying north rather than south to safety. The once beautiful twin-piston motor of Agape came under new impulses and forces that transformed the motor from a fountain that poured forth kindness, patience, and gratitude into a stinking sewer that spewed forth its torrent of selfishness, domination, deceit, lies, and hatred in order to please self. A toxic seed had been planted in the mind of Eve, and then she was deceptively used by Satan to plant that seed in the mind of Adam. Once that seed took root in the sacred chambers of his mind, the blueprint for the Agape motor was destroyed, and the laws of inheritance that were designed to reproduce this Agape motor in the minds of Adam's children would now instead receive a blueprint for an Eros motor that causes the heart to fly north and seek to be gods, rather than fly south and submissively worship the true God, the giver of all life and blessing. This little seed had lodged itself deep in the recesses of the human mind. It was not possible for God to simply put Adam to sleep and take the seed out. This was not a mechanical problem, but rather a spiritual problem. There was only one possible way for God to be able to get that seed and destroy it. One way for God to be able to access the mind of man and restore the Agape motor. We read about this plan in Genesis 3, verses 15 and 16. Speaking to Satan, God says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Unto the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Genesis 3, verses 15 and 16. This was a daring plan that involved great risk. A child would be born, a descendant of Adam and Eve, that would engage the devil on his own ground and would destroy the toxic Eros seed hidden deep in the heart of man. Satan would bruise his heel in that battle, but he would destroy Satan in the end, and a path of escape would be made for the human family. The promise of the seed passed from generation to generation, and each time that promise was repeated, Abraham was promised that the seed would come through his family line, and all the family of the earth would be blessed through him. See Genesis 12, verses 1-3. Speaking of this promise, Paul says in the New Testament, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Galatians 3, verse 16. The seed that would come was Christ. He would come from heaven with his Agape motor, and would be born into the human family with its Eros motor. The conflict would be fierce, as the seed of the serpent would seek to kill the seed of the woman and prevent him from destroying the eros motor in man. So great was this conflict that as Christ was nearing the citadel of the eros kingdom in the heart of man, he cried out these words to his Father. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26, verse 39. In speaking of this great conflict to come, the prophet Isaiah said of him, Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Isaiah 52, verse 14. In this mind war with Satan, the Son of God would be granted the right to enter the battlefield by becoming one of the human family. He would take upon him a nature that contained the toxic seed in order that he might destroy it. Through the principle of agape love, the Son of God would make a path in the human mind that would cause us to hate or have enmity toward that toxic seed. And since Christ was certain to descend from Adam, God was therefore able to place this enmity towards Satan's seed in the heart of Adam and Eve. Once Christ had come and carved that narrow path by a life that resisted the eros motor at every turn, he then could take that toxic seed to the grave and destroy it. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Hebrews 2 verse 9. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Hebrews 2:14. Having destroyed the serpent's seed, Christ could then offer hope along the narrow path that he walked for us. If we would walk in his steps, we also could resist that toxic seed, for we inherit his seed through faith in him as our second Adam. See 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45. Once again, the precious fountain of agape love could flow into the hearts of men and women. What an amazingly wonderful plan, and what amazing love that God would give his Son to such a dangerous mission, that we might have the chance to live again in the current of agape that flows from the throne of God. Returning to Genesis 3:15, we notice that God allowed the pain level of the woman in childbirth to be increased. This was to symbolize the pain of the conflict between the two seeds. The eros motor of Adam would indeed pass to his children, and the pain endured by the woman would reveal the conflict between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Each child would be given a measure of light from Christ to give them a hatred for the serpent's seed. Yet the serpent's seed being the new default starting point, it would make every effort to destroy the new seed from Christ. Every childbirth is a reminder of the struggle of Christ to overcome the seed of the serpent and the great struggle for the man to be born into the kingdom of light. So in every childbirth, we see the truth. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Galatians 5 verse 17. The final part of Genesis 3:16 gives us an indication of the recovery that would take place through the seed of the woman. The natural reaction to this statement is negative, yet this reaction is simply the consequence of the eros mindset we have all inherited. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. To the sorceress, her daughters, and their hapless apprentices, this statement is a declaration of war that must be opposed at all costs. But for those who are walking the narrow path laid down by Christ, this statement is a wonderful promise of the agape motor restored in the husband and wife relationship. The desire towards the husband in the wife is the awakening of the agape that recognizes that all things were given to her through him. The rulership of the husband is a reminder that the woman came forth from him and that she is entitled to his love and protection. Desire and rulership are the two pistons that deliver the promise of agape, returning us to the image of the sweet fountain that flows from the throne of God. This desire that comes from the heart of the woman is the very spirit of Christ, whose desire is towards his Father, as the one who gave him all things. That desire sets aright the navigation system that allows us to gratefully migrate south to the feet of the life-giver and allow him alone to be ruler from the north. Genesis 3 verse 16 delivers the promise of the divine pattern restored.